section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
And welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Heath Slater has been suspended. Does anyone care?
Why, no. No one does care, Andy. However, though, we are going to talk about it because he was suspended for smoking the reefer. And basically what it boils down to is, it is a part of WWE's substance abuse policy, their wellness policy, and it is a banned substance. Now, there are rumors it was a synthetic breed of marijuana, but still is a banned substance. So, you know, there are talks that this may start happening more and more because wrestlers will have, you know, certain, vices that they will partake in order to kind of like calm themselves down. This happens to be one of them. So they're saying that we may see more of this.
Yeah, it's really weird. I can't believe it. But anyway, so the WWE is starting to do more online angles. Like, you know, the whole thing with Zack Ryder, of course, he's basically made his brand. And Bryan Danielson is doing something similar. Not as similar, but he's showing moves off, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, is the first one definitely going to be Ryder-Ziggler then?
Well, I think that might be the first one. The thing I'm hopeful for is that it's going to be supplemental stuff. It'll be extra things. So you watch Raw, and like when they showed Zack Ryder on there for the first time, showing off the Z True Long Island Story stuff, if I had no idea what that was, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I could go watch that, and I could learn more about this character. So you would have the opportunity then to watch a video on Jack Swagger, let's say. Or Evan Bourne, you know, you'd be able to watch extra stuff about this character. And I think that's actually a really good idea. I hope that they do this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely innovative that they're doing this. So John Cena, it looks like he's going to be taken out of the title picture completely. So what does this mean?
Probably going to focus him more towards The Rock and maybe some other competitors, too.
Maybe he's going to do another movie. Who knows? That's the only thing I can think of.
Do you think they could survive without Cena?
That's a good question. Really good question. I don't think so. I think that would be a tough sell right now.
I agree.
He's the moneymaker. Big time moneymaker. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's move on to Raw. We had Christian versus Sheamus and Rhodes versus Orton announced for Vengeance. Did we call this last week?
Yes, we did, Andy. In fact, I just listened to the episode today, and yes, we did.
So I find that interesting that we were able to basically plan this pay-per-view out. I think we got them all. We might be off by one, but I find it funny that they announced it. We announced it before they even thought about it because it was that predictable.
Yeah.
But what's not predictable is Mason Ryan, he's getting paired with Zack Ryder now. Is he going to be like a bodyguard for him?
Well, they're actually saying that the Mason Ryan may be going for the U.S. title himself, so they might have a little bit of tension between him and Ryder.
I see.
Which, I mean, can make for good storytelling. You know?
Definitely. It's going to be interesting to see how this angle plays out. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Wow.
So, why did they have... I didn't understand the last match. I was very disappointed. Why did John Cena wrestle with JR and Alberto Del Rio and Michael Cole? What was the point of this? I don't get it.
I am still confused about this match, mainly because this didn't need to happen. This really was completely unnecessary. There's no need to put JR or Michael Cole in a wrestling ring. When it was Cole versus King, I understood it because they had a lot of tension, and so it was a huge buildup. JR and Cole, there's no need. absolutely no need for this.
No buildup, no nothing. It's just, hey, this is what's happening. It's ridiculous that they did that. But, of course, Cena and JR won. And then, of course, at Vengeance, it's going to be Del Rio versus Cena in a last man standing match.
Which brings up an interesting question, Andy. Cena, I believe, has won every last man standing match.
Correct.
But on top of that, too, to have a face lose one of those, it would be kind of epic. And they're saying that Cena's not going to be in the title picture. So what do you see happening here?
I see somehow Del Rio winning, but like in a weird way where something gets put on top of Cena so he can't get up. Like they had a couple years back with, I think it was The Rock and Mankind.
Well, yeah. Batista, it was Cena and Batista, they had that happen.
Oh, Cena and Batista, okay. No, they had there was a Super Bowl match that they had. It was in between the Super Bowl, like for the halftime, because the halftime used to be really bad. I swear The Rock and Mankind had, they wrestled in like an empty arena.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. They took a tube, he had a forklift and he put it all the way down on him. Maybe it was Big Show. But yeah, Batista did that too, but I know that's been done before.
That was like 13 years ago, though. That's the only thing.
I know. So it's a long time ago. WCW was still big back then.
Yes, it was.
So let's move on to SmackDown. So John Morrison is just getting buried. He's going to go to TNA. Might as well.
So he lost on Raw by getting squashed by Mark Henry. Loses again. My question to you, Andy, is do you believe that the WWE is creating a main eventer for TNA?
They are. Because as soon as he goes to Impact Wrestling, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a huge deal. And he'll shine over there, and then he's going to be like, wow, so I have to wrestle on a pay-per-view week. Let's see, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. And then I don't have to show up for, what, another 3 weeks? Man, this is an awesome schedule. He then take independent bookings. I mean, he'll do good for himself by that. He'll make less money, but that's where he's going. I mean, that's what it just seems like, he's going to go there.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know, when his contract's going to be up completely, which should be pretty soon.
So. Hopefully. I feel bad for him. I'm not going to lie. I feel really bad for him.
And we just talked about how he could be a main eventer. That's the thing. We were just talking about how him and R-Truth could be huge. And nothing's happening.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's just wrong that this happened. But so Wade Barrett, he beats Daniel Bryan. Don't know why. There's no point to this match.
No, there was, Andy. It's how you build up Daniel Bryan, by tearing him down.
You beat him down. So
that's how you build him up.
You got to beat him down first and then build him up. No, I think some people are just actually getting sick and tired of it. I think a lot of fans are like, oh, sweet, he's putting on a great match, making Wade Barrett look like $1 million. And then he loses. Hey, that's kind of messed up.
Well, I mean, what's going to hurt Wade Barrett by having Daniel Bryan win?
It's not going to hurt Wade Barrett.
Yeah, exactly. It won't.
It'll just make people mad that Daniel Bryan lost again, is what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep beating him up. This is ridiculous. But you know what's not ridiculous? Ryder versus Ziggler at Vengeance. It's Zack Ryder's first pay-per-view match, technically, ever. Because he did some stuff, of course, with Curt Hawkins and the Edgeheads. But this is his first time as his new character, you know, Zack Ryder, taking on Dolph Ziggler, which did we predict this one too? I think we said it was going to be a tag match.
You're right. We said a tag match.
Yeah. So, well, gosh, WWE, you didn't listen to us. We've begged for you. Just let us run the company for a month. Give us December. Didn't work. And
yeah,
then,
yeah. This is good though. Honestly, this is really good. This is giving credence to Zack Ryder as a character. And don't let him win. Honestly, don't let Ryder win this match. If I was booking this, I would not let Ryder win. I would wait until Survivor Series and let him win then.
Yeah, have him lose this one and then have him, you know, Zack or Dolph Ziggler cheat, have him kick out once, and then the second time he cheats. No, he's done. And yeah. Then it'll be interesting to see how they build it up from there, but no, and then they'll probably screw it up. Like this next match, which should have been on the pay-per-view, Sin Cara versus Sin Cara, mass versus match. And it's on free TV. Why?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense. Why would you put this not on the pay-per-view?
That's the thing I'm really trying to wrap my head around. You have a mask versus mask match. This is a big deal, you know, because someone's going to lose their mask. If this was Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk, you know, and Rey could lose his mask or CM Punk gets fired, let's say, you know, that's a big deal. I would buy the pay-per-view for that. I'm not saying I'd buy the pay-per-view for this, but it would influence my decision.
Big time. So who won? This is just
stupid on their part. Stupid.
Yeah, so who won?
Sin Cara won, Andy.
Oh, who lost?
It's Sin Cara, unfortunately. He lost.
Oh, jeez. Yep, saw this coming a mile away.
Yeah.
It was bad. Wrestling this week has actually been really horrible.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the worst part in just a little bit.
Yeah, but first, we got to thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, and you're not happy with your web host? You should check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder with the best control panel out there. Stop by today to try a free demo out to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. TNA's Bound for Glory. Double A. Not Arn Anderson, of course. But Austin Aries retains the X title in a weird match. But yeah. When he won it and he just had the brainbuster, that still does not seem like a finishing move to me.
I agree. I think it should be like a build-up to a move. What did you think, though? I mean, it was a good match.
Really good match. Great opening match. Remember the WCW days where they had the good matches, and then you can go, you know, outside and take your smoke break or pee break afterwards because you don't want to even care about what Scott Hall was going to do this week.
like be on E60 or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
But do you think that Austin Aries is a superstar?
Actually, I don't.
Really? Do you think that he's going to do something else? Like, do you think that he might go into, you know, the tag division, or even possibly
they put a lot of faith in him, and they've done a lot of stuff with him so far. I'm just not I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan of him holding the title still. I think he should have been a one-off and then done something else with. But the problem is that he's too small. He's basically a small heavyweight. That's the only way I can explain it.
I understand.
You know, and yes, his height is working against him. Nothing against him, but I see him probably in like a couple of years being a trainer. He'd be an excellent trainer because he knows how to take the bumps. He's very good in the ring, very polished in the ring. But I don't know, something about him, it just doesn't make me say, "Oh, I got to see this match." I mean, he puts on great matches, but it's like, you know, it's like an opening WCW match. You're like, "Oh, that's great," and then they fail after that.
Sure.
So I don't know what they're going to do with Samoa Joe and Crimson and the Matt Morgan storyline. What are they going to do now?
I'd have no idea because, you know, these three could be in the main event picture for TNA, but Samoa Joe has lost so many matches that he's, you know, kind of worthless. And then Crimson, I don't have any feelings towards him one way or another. I don't feel that he is a great wrestler. Matt Morgan I like, though, and I could see Matt Morgan holding the title. In fact, I would be okay with Matt Morgan holding the title.
I'd be okay with that, too. But, you know, like, what's going to happen now? That's the thing. What are you going to do from here? That's the big thing. What can you do from here, Aaron?
I don't know. That's kind of the problem I have.
But I got to say the Styles-Daniels match was probably the best match I've seen in a while. It was built up perfectly. This is how all wrestling should be done. This should be just the simple thing. I mean, you could build it up even better if you wanted to, but this was just great. Match of the night, hands down.
I agree. I think the thing that I really liked about it was actually the ending to the match at Bound for Glory. I thought it was done very well because basically Styles had the screwdriver he was going to stab his friend with, you know, and then Daniels says, I quit. And then he runs out of the ring, you know? And so it makes him look a little bit like a coward, but you can keep that feud going for another pay-per-view. and not annoy people, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm actually in favor. I thought it was done very well, and I actually wouldn't mind seeing a follow-up match to it.
Yeah, this is great that they did this. I'm very happy. It makes me want to see the next pay-per-view, definitely. Definitely. But this next thing I just didn't like. Hogan loses to Sting, but then he turns face.
Hogan wanted the real, or Sting wanted the real Hogan to stand up, Andy, remember?
This is done so bad. Like, I want to sit there and tell you how bad this is, but I'm already mad anyways, but I don't want to get any more upset than what I am right now. It's just horrible. Turns face, you know, big deal. But, you know, what do you think, dude?
It doesn't make sense. Honestly, it does not make sense. What caused him to turn face? You know, are they going to talk about it on Impact?
Sting's like, oh, you need help me. And then he rips his shirt off. What, is he going to come out in the yellow and red? I am a real American.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't do the real American, but he does come out in the red and yellow. I'll wait to see where this goes before I really pass judgment, but kind of stupid. But the other thing that happened, Andy, was that Kurt Angle, injured Kurt Angle, retained the TNA title. And what's going around backstage is that Hogan actually lobbied for Robert Roode to lose. He said that he didn't feel Robert Roode was ready yet for the TNA title.
That doesn't make sense to me. Why would he say, well, he's not ready, even though we built it up so he was supposed to win a Bound for Glory? Why even do that?
About that in just a little bit, but let's move on to Impact, Andy. And Sting is taking over the day-to-day operations at TNA. So basically he'll be like a general manager, I guess, or the COO.
The anonymous Impact Wrestling general manager is what he's going to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Minus the anonymous part.
Exactly.
I don't know what the deal with this is, dude. Like, is he going to come out every week in a suit and tie and say, my name is Sting and I'm going to run this company this way? You know, what is he going to do?
Well, Sting isn't that type of person that should do that stuff anyway.
No.
You know, there's no need for that. That's why it was so stupid to get rid of Mick Foley. Mick Foley was perfect for that. I think we really missed a boat here. But, you know, this is week one, you know. Wait to see what happens week four before we really, like, bash them for this mistake.
That's true. So Hogan and Bischoff has some tension. I'm not sure exactly what type of tension they have, but I think it's what's that?
Sexual tension.
They have sexual. Yes. Yeah. I think that's what the problem is. They just need to take care of it and get it over and done with.
I think that they just need to make out in that ring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that'll sell some pay-per-views.
Hogan, Bischoff, loser must make out with the other one. Is there really a loser here?
There's no losers because we're all winners. But they are, obviously, there's some tension there. It's going to build. I don't know if it'll build towards a match between the two. It might. But there's going to be something that's going to happen because you have the Immortal Faction. Then you have Hogan and Sting now. Or it might be some big swerve where Hogan aligns back with the Immortal. Who knows?
And he's like, ha-ha, I got you, Stinger. I got you good. The one thing that I don't understand that happened on Impact still. Why did James Storm win the TNA championship?
Well, dude, he won the Bound for Glory series, and then he like wrestled Angle at Bound for Glory, but he lost there, and then he won at Impact, right?
No, that's Bobby Roode, dude.
Wait. So hold on. So Bobby Roode, they had a 4-month buildup, and then now apparently his partner wins, which is our weekly topic, by the way. So let's just get into it right now, Andy. There were 4 months worth of buildup.
4 months, yes.
Okay. 4 months worth of buildup with Robert Roode going to be the champion. Mm-hmm. He's going to overcome everything, including his tag team partner, James Storm. And then he loses, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with him losing.
Okay.
I have his tag team partner win.
Dude, I have no idea.
I want you to defend this. Say you're Hogan or Bischoff and you're doing, You're writing this storyline. Where does this storyline go from here?
They're going to have tension in between them, and maybe they're going to have a match, you know, at the next pay-per-view. I mean, that's the only thing they can do. I mean, what can you really do after you've screwed something up so bad? There's no point to it. So you're basically saying that James Storm all along was going to be the TNA champion, but you're going to do this swerve with Bobby Roode just so he can, you know, be, you know, do that or whatever. I don't know.
And I will say this. I'm okay with Kurt Angle retaining a Bound for Glory because champions hold on to the title at major main events. You know, it happened at, WrestleMania 3. Hogan did not defeat Andre the Giant for the title. He defeated Andre the Giant to retain the title, and people forget that.
Yep.
Okay? I'm okay with that. Alberto Del Rio lost to Edge, and ADR they thought was going to be the next big thing, and he wasn't. Okay? Yeah. I'm okay with that. Miz retained the title. Okay? I'm fine with things like that.
You're fine with the Miz retaining.
What now?
You're fine with him retaining.
Not really. But the following night, or four nights later, you have, let's say the Alberto Del Rio didn't win the title, so they had his ring announcer come in to fight Edge, and he wins the title. That's what this is the equivalent to.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the only way to explain it. It's just so bad. I don't even know how to put it in words because I'm so frustrated on like how you could do something so stupid. I mean, you almost have to see it. Like you said, you got to wait till week four. What's going to happen? I mean, are they still going to suck like that? Still going to put stupid stuff out like that? You don't know. It's just so frustrating.
They could do some interesting stuff. Let me defend this, okay?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so Robert Roode wins the title. James Storms, he celebrates with them. I'm sorry. James Storm wins the title. Robert Roode celebrates with him. That's a problem, dude. That's the problem. So, but there's some tension there where Roode feels slighted. So Roode is going to turn heel, let's say, over time. So at the pay-per-view, Storm re-wrestles Kurt Angle for the title at the next pay-per-view, November's pay-per-view. And then Roode is in Storm's corner. Roode helps Storm win. Like, he doesn't like do it willingly, though. He does it like kind of unwillingly because it's his friend, and he doesn't want Angle to hold the title, but he also doesn't want his friend to hold the title type deal. So the December pay-per-view, there's a lot of tension where Roode turns on Storm. And then January, Roode versus Storm match of, you know, the year.
Okay.
The first month of the year. You do something like that, I can maybe see it. What do you think? I mean, that scenario, let's say.
But you basically made a joke out of the Bound for Glory series then. That's how I'm taking it. I'm taking it basically that there's no reason for Bound for Glory, the series. There was no need for it. You didn't need it. That's how I'm taking it, at least. Could be 100% wrong, but I think I might be right on this one.
I kind of agree with you, but it does allow some superstars to shine. Crimson became in the public eye because of the Bound for Glory series. So did Gunner, Bully Ray. Bully Ray didn't need it, though, because he was, you know, already in the spotlight. But Crimson and Gunner, I mean, they needed it. I don't care for them, but they still needed it. And the casual TNA fan will enjoy them maybe a little bit more.
All right.
So, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know, dude. It just makes me mad whenever they do stupid stuff like this. I can't even focus because I'm so mad. That's what I got to, dude.
Well, I think that having Roode not win it isn't a bad thing. It's just having Storm win it the following night. That's the bad thing.
Yes, I guess that's what it is. It's more you had a guy who you put all this faith in, and then you're like, yeah, we're just going to give it to your tag team partner. What? You're gonna take that from me? I did all this work. You had me, you know, basically they put him through the gauntlet. And James Storm just kind of wins it. He just kind of wins it. It's horrible. That's so bad, dude.
I agree, man. I agree.
So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank ASIC Productions for hosting and editing the podcast, and I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.